This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Nationals fired their manager and their general manager. The Nationals are, well, bad. They are pretty much Pirates bad. Maybe exactly Pirates bad. They're 37-53. The Pirates, oh, they clear them by a half game, Doran, 38-53. And somehow they were able to fire their general manager during the season. We've been told that that's difficult to do. Somebody else has to run the draft. Somebody else has to run the deadline. I just think that's nonsense.
Yeah.
You're either doing a good job or you're not doing a good job. And if you fire the manager, you haven't done a good enough job. When you look at this lineup, that wasn't Derek Shelton's fault. They've been a much better club, clearly, under Don Kelly. But nobody is arguing that this roster isn't terribly flawed, particularly on that side of things. I just don't know why they couldn't do both at once. Especially when you have Bob Nutting talking to Jason Mackey immediately following Shelton's dismissal, and his reasoning was urgency. Okay, yeah, you were urgent-ish in moving on from the manager, but now you're moving with lead feet with Ben Cherington? It leads me to believe he's just not going to go anywhere after this season.
I think it was kind of a mano-a-mano type deal, a one-on-one, hey, you're on your own, buddy, type deal. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah.
It just feels like Cherington wanted probably to get out ahead of this and probably was selling himself to Nutting of why he should be here. And, you know, if he was going to make a decision to keep him around, to keep me around. Like, it's like, yeah, like, you know, we have to work hand in hand. I have to work hand in hand with Shelton. But at this point, I think that Cherington took it upon himself. Was like, look, like, I can make this work. And kind of just went rogue.
The suggestion is, hey, you should fire Derek. And it's a self-preservation move.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's
like he's
my opinion.
The problem.
Yep.
And listen, I'm guessing that these kinds of things are ownership decisions, but Ben Cherington made it pretty clear when he talked that he wanted people to think he was the guy that pulled the trigger on Derek Shelton. And if that's what he's going to say, then I guess we've got to assign it to him. Hey, I did it. Okay. Then you did it. And it's kind of like they're toggling back and forth. Mm-hmm. They're now under 500 under Don Kelly again, right? They're a game under 500 under Kelly now. Mm-hmm. Check back at the end of the week. Maybe there'll be a game over with Don Kelly, and then it'll just seesaw back and forth. A lot of national media members were stirring that trade Paul Skeens topic up a month or so ago, and the trade that they all pointed to was that Juan Soto trade. That Washington traded Juan Soto to San Diego, and they got a huge haul in return, and Josh Bell was part of that deal from Washington going out to San Diego too. The Pirates could get a Juan Soto-like package for Paul Skeens. And there are a lot of people that seem to think that's the right move. What has it done for the Nationals? That was 2022. 2022, you got like eight players in return, and here you are, no good. So what did it get them? Nothing. And maybe those guys wind up being part of the next great Washington Nationals team with a new manager and a new general manager. Maybe. I don't know. But it's 3 years later. You got a bunch of big league players back. And here you are 15 games under 500. So I know that that's not exactly a hot topic right now, trading Paul Skeens, but I don't want to hear it anymore.
No, me neither.
Because they stink with Skeens. You trade Skeens for a Soto package, and you still could wind up stinking without Skeens.
You probably will.
Exactly. So I'd rather just watch that guy every fifth or sixth day, 78 pitches or 100 pitches. Doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter to me, but I just want to watch that guy in a Pirate uniform for as long as they can keep him.
Yep.
So I don't want to hear it anymore. Oh, what a great trade that was for the Nationals. Oh, really? They fired the front office, and they're 15 games under 500. I understood why they did it when they did it, but let's not pretend like it bared some kind of fruit here that has the franchise pointed in a great direction. They're not. If they were, they wouldn't have fired both the GM and the manager. So I don't want to hear it anymore about Skeens and trading him. They will eventually trade Skeens, but don't trade him a moment before you have to. Texter. All the insider reports said it was Nutting who fired Shelton. Yeah, I know. For sure. But Ben Charrington claimed it.
Yes, he did.
Ben Charrington claimed it. So if he's going to claim it, if he's going to say it on the record, it was my decision, basically, then I'm going to hold him to that. How about that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.